Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So there's a rumor that apparently there's a pretty big football game coming up on Saturday. Have you heard that rumor?
You know, somebody, I think Corey Heppola this morning was talking about
that. He keeps hyping this.
I'm not sure what the big fuss is, though, really.
Yeah, I mean, really, two unbeaten teams.
They're both in the top 15 or something like
that?
Yeah, is that cool? Is that good?
I think it's good, right? Yeah. Yeah, I think it's good to be in the top 15 as opposed to the bottom 15. We don't celebrate the bottom 15. Nadine Babu may be the biggest Gopher fan out there. I know it would be quite a competition to find somebody who is more of a rabid fan, and I mean that in the best way possible, than Nadine with Gopher Hole. You live it. You breathe it. You are the quintessential Gopher fan. Nadine, thanks for joining us on CCO.
Thank you for having me and your kind words. I don't know if I deserve all those accolades.
I don't either, but I just read what I'm handed. No, Nadine. And then, look, you came in. You're a delight. You came in. You helped me when Jordana was away or on probation. I can't remember. But you came in, did an amazing job. And your energy is infectious. And you must just be going nuts with between the contract extension with Coach Fleck and this big game coming up on Saturday. What are you hearing from your followers, from your fans?
I am hearing a lot of excitement. I mean, I would say there's still that small percentage of people that want the Gophers to fail or they don't like Fleck. That's a tiny percent. The rest are all about rowing the boat. They cannot wait for Saturday. They are looking at the games every single way. I think people are even looking at film that have never looked at film before. I think there's so much excitement, and I think TCF Bank is going to blow up if we win on Saturday.
Oh, absolutely. So Coach Fleck is going to earn, he got, what, about $1 million a year raise, $4.6 million a season for the next 7 years. That would rank him 7th out of 14 coaches. Right now he's 11th. Right now, he's ahead of Ryan Day at Ohio State and just behind Kirk Ferentz at Iowa. This doesn't count the bonuses. And I saw, and by the way, you need to follow Nadine Babu. Your Twitter feed is amazing. And I don't know how you got a hold of some of the incentives that Coach Fleck has for winning specific games. I mean, that blew my mind.
Yep, that is actually from Daniel House. He is one of our writers. You guys can follow Daniel House NFL, and he was actually at the press conference today and did a fantastic job covering. So he has all the video posted on Gopher Hole on his account. I've retweeted it. He's got the incentives. He's got the termination because the buyout is actually $10 million, which I think we all felt pretty good about for this first year, and that goes until December next year. And then after that, it drops down to $4.5 million and then $3 million and keeps on going down.
Because that's the problem, right? I mean, a coach gets some success, gets some traction, and then, you know, some of these big schools come along and try to cherry pick just as the program is turning around. So hopefully that will not happen. It sure seems like Coach Fleck is committed to hanging out here and going the distance. Would you agree with that, or is that wishful thinking? I mean, if the right team comes along, whether it's a Notre Dame or a USC or a Florida State, I think he signaled his intentions today, and hopefully he's going to be around for a long time.
Absolutely. And you know what? Obviously, we all heard the rumors about Florida State coming around and wanting him now. And the fact that he picked Minnesota, that he signed, you know, this big buyout, means that he really is happy here. And if you look at some of the videos that we posted, too, you can see he said you can make a living or you can make a life. It's not necessarily about just the dollars and cents. It's how much he loves his players. It's how much he loves the city. It's working for a boss that you like. He raved about Mark Coyle. And Mark Coyle, honestly, could have waited to do this till after the season to see how successful he was. But that's the key with keeping somebody really talented and doing things the right way. You give it to them before it's asked for, you know, then you feel appreciated and you love it here. And that's what I think everybody wants in their job.
Absolutely. I mean, you could go to USC or Florida State and last a year or two and then you're gone. So be careful what you wish for. Again, 8-0, first time since 1941. 5-0 in Big Ten play, first time since 1961. What is going to be the key to defeating Penn State on Saturday, Nadine? And I say that, you know, just gritting my teeth, but I am not overconfident. I am scared to death of the Gophers, and I think every Penn State fan, they may, you know, be chipper on social media. They may be talking smack, but I think we are all very concerned about this game.
Yeah, absolutely. And I actually feel a little bit bad for you because I know you're a Penn State grad, and I was just wondering if you just didn't get into Minnesota. Is that why you went out there?
You're killing me, Smalls!
Yeah. Well, it's a function. Had I been born in Minnesota or anywhere in the upper Midwest, I think I probably would have gone.
Yeah.
To the University of Minnesota. Penn State, though, it was close, it was cheap, and they had a meteorology program, so, what the heck. The football was just the icing on the cake.
Yeah.
But
you're forgiven for that, then.
Well, look, and I root, and I've been saying this ad nauseum, I do root for the Gophers. I am a Gophers fan. I'm a fan of Coach Fleck and the turnaround. And the fact that the Gophers are relevant again. People, ESPN, talking about the Gophers. I think it's about time, and I couldn't be happier for the team.
Absolutely. And sorry, I had to get my Penn State dig in there. But to answer your initial question of what the Gophers have to do, I think that they really have to run the ball on Penn State's rush defense. As you know, they're top-ranked defense, run defense in the country. So the Gophers have to really control the time of possession as well. That will be huge. It'll come down to being really close, I hope and I think, but it'll really depend on who wins in those pressure situations. I mean, they're going to put pressure on Tanner Morgan, so that O-line is going to have to come and bring it to get him some protection. He's going to have to make some really quick decisions, but I think he's proven he's a really smart quarterback, and we finally found a great quarterback.
Absolutely. And isn't the Big Ten – I know we didn't get game day. We didn't get ESPN to televise this, but Big Ten is going to be there. And isn't this – I think it's an ABC game, or I can't remember. I should know this. I should do more research.
That too, but I don't – I mean, I'm at the stadium, so I'm not watching. So, yeah.
I'm going to be there too, and I'll buy you a beer or two. I may need to be consoled here by the fourth quarter. It's going to be rough.
Well, I think you need to stop by our tailgate too, because we need to feed you and get you meeting all your fans and everything. Because honestly, after I got to guest host with you, everyone came out of the woodwork and people just love you. So I'm sure you could do a celebrity appearance at our tailgate.
Well, even if I'm wearing blue and white, I don't know.
That's a great thing about college football, because you tailgate together, you have a great time, you battle it out on the field, and after the game, you have some drinks together again, and that's college football should be.
Exactly. The camaraderie, the friendship, making new friends. By the way, the game is on ABC. DJ Dave Josephson just reminded me it is on Channel 5. Okay, so before you go, Nadine, give me your prediction. What's the score, with final score?
Oh, gosh, I didn't know you'd ask for a score. I think it'll be a lower-scoring game just because of the defense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not allowed to say that I think Penn State could win, am I?
No.
Okay, so it's going to be Gophers 21-17.
I think it's going to be a close game. I really don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think it's going to be very close, and hopefully the weather will not be a factor. We get some snow moving in the third quarter. It'd be interesting. But, hey, Nadine, thank you. And again, it's gopherhole.com, right?
Correct.
Amazing. If you're a Gophers fan, you need to plug in, because there's always great stuff there. Nadine, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you at the game on Saturday.
Thank you.
Go Gophers. Can I say that? Okay.
I'm going to keep that one.
Can say anything once. Go Gophers. Hey, I am a fan. It's just when they play my alma mater. I'm torn. All right. It is 5:48, Wicks and Jewelers time. The non-commissioned team of experts, and that's always a pleasure, right? You don't feel an obligation to worry about people getting their commission. The non-commissioned experts at Wixon Jewelers in Bloomington will ensure that your visit is nothing short of unforgettable.
Paul and Jordana.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.